Growing up in New Jersey, Madison Holleran was well-liked, a good student, and a star high school athlete. Holleran enrolled at the University of Pennsylvania, where she ran track. To the outside world, she seemed happy, but she was struggling more than anybody knew. ESPN's Kate Fagan wrote about Madison Holleran's life and death for ESPN the magazine. Social media and how it affected Madison's view of the world were a big part of that story, and the article has generated a conversation about suicide. Kate Fagan joins me now. Welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Madison Holleran's childhood, Kate.
Happy. Really happy. It just sounds like she was a really driven kid, sometimes quiet, but really, really happy. And so that was, of course, the backdrop to what really resonated with me about telling this story was, you know, there were very, very few warning signs as she was growing up.
When she arrived at Penn, the dream of a positive and enjoyable college experience did not materialize. What went wrong?
You know, I think the key thing to remember is all of this is against the backdrop of a young woman who clearly was suffering depression. Everything that she was seeing and feeling seemed to be skewed by the mental illness that she was suffering from, because she was so stressed about grades and she kept telling her friends and family that she thought she was failing out of Penn, and she ended up getting a 3.5. And she thought running was not going the way she wanted. And this was someone who won the New Jersey State Championships in the 800s. And, you know, talking to her coach, she was his strongest freshman runner. So everything wasn't perfect for her that first year, but nothing that really could make sense of the decision she made.
Madison Holleran was very active on the social media photo sharing site Instagram. How did she present herself on Instagram, and how did the way her friends presented themselves factor into her depression?
It paints a picture of what everyone probably thought of who knew her as a 19-year-old just loving the college experience. The thing that really struck me and made me want to dive into the social media aspect of this was that Stacy Holleran, Madison's mom, remembers asking her daughter at Penn, like, "But Madison, like, you look so happy in this picture," because Madison had just posted one from, I think, a party at Penn. And Madison was like, "Mom, that's just a picture." So there was some level that Madison knew she was curating her Instagram and that it wasn't showing the gray areas and the sad moments. And I think there's a parallel to be made between how we curate our online lives and put these filters and make everything seem perfect, and how oftentimes people who suffer from depression or mental illnesses are often also encouraged to put on, you know, a happy face or seem like everything's okay.
I want to turn to the reaction that your story has been getting, particularly on social media. Your Twitter feed is dotted with people responding and using the hashtag LifeUnfiltered. Tell us a little about what people have been saying in that context.
The key connection we tried to make in this story was that this is not about blaming social media or saying, you know, there's something wrong with the lives we present on social media. It's simply verbalizing for people that sometimes when you look at someone's Instagram, it's not the whole story. We know we're not just going to jump to a place where everybody's constantly posting their unedited thoughts, and because that's just not how our society has worked. But we were hoping to open the door to at least being very deliberate about saying, hey, social media and my Instagram feed is not my whole story. Just please keep that in mind as you look at that.
Kate, your article appeared in the issue of ESPN, the magazine, titled Perfection. Madison struggled with striving for perfection. After working on this story, did you feel you had learned something about young athletes and young people in general who were trying to live up to a standard that's perhaps impossible?
I think I must have gotten maybe 40 or 50 emails from current college students who maybe were going through their freshman years or were juniors and were just thinking back on their freshman years. And they didn't feel like they could actually verbalize how much anxiety they felt about being in that new environment, how they had been told repeatedly, right, this is like the time of your life, and that they weren't feeling like it was the time of their life, but they didn't know that they could talk about that. And I think perhaps that is compounded for student athletes who are, many people will look at their lives and be like, they're so blessed and they're so lucky to be given that opportunity. But they're also dealing with the added stress of an athletic career that is morphed from sometimes fun into almost job-like in college. So that's what really struck me, was perhaps we're not talking enough about the anxiety. And for some people, it doesn't morph into depression. For others, it does, that young people face when they get to their freshman year on campus and sometimes even throughout college.
Kate Fagan is a writer for ESPN and ESPNW, and you can link to her article about the life and death of Madison Hollerin titled Split Image at onlyagame.org. Kate, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.